will spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
You know what they put in the water, don't you? Fluoride. Yeah, fluoride. On the pretext that it strengthens your teeth. That's ridiculous. You know what this stuff does to you? It actually weakens your will. Takes away the capacity for free and creative thought and makes you a slave to the state.
Can you believe that? Mel Gibson, of all people, believes that fluoride is a conspiracy. Wow.
What about that? Can you believe that? By the way, that's a fantastic movie. A lot of the stuff in that the movie was conspiracy theory with Mel Gibson. A lot of the stuff in there is actually true. A lot of the conspiracies
are
real.
Yeah. We fictionalized it so you won't believe any of it. And that's kind of where the story goes as we open up Outside the Box Wednesday. TMB RSB here.
Is it really Outside the Box Wednesday, or is it your doctor Monday?
Yeah, you know, you somehow have a way of getting under Batar's skin on Mondays. And they played the you're open. It was just funny. It was like, okay, he just needs to know he's loved, and you were there. So that was funny.
That was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great. But let's talk about this article, these medical conspiracies.
Mm-hmm. This is an amazing thing that they threw it out there, but the way they do it, it's like they throw a lot of legitimate conspiracies that are real with one really wacky one so that they can discredit all of them. You know how that? I think we can go through this, so set the stage.
Let's go through. Yeah, and so this is a Reuters article, and there were several participants. I don't know exactly the number, but they read six popular medical conspiracy theories, and then they indicated whether they had heard of them and whether they agreed or disagreed with them. All right. So it starts out like the theories about conspiracies to infect African Americans with HIV and to prevent citizens from accessing alternative methods. The other theories on the list had mistrust of government and large organizations as themes. So you want to go through these one at a time, because I want to dissect these, RSB.
I think I'm in agreement with you. We got to do that, because we got to make sense, because people are confused by this stuff. It's like, well, what is real, what isn't? And quite honestly, a lot of the folks on our side of the equation that can see conspiracies will often get caught up in certain ones that aren't real.
Right. Right. And by the way, everyone that's listening, everything is a conspiracy by definition. If you have two people gathered in private to do something against somebody else without them knowing it, it is by definition a conspiracy. Conspiracies happen all the time. Conspiracies happen if you're watching a football game. The offense huddles and they conspire to score. So their conspiracy theories abound. The only difference is their facts or not to back up the particular theory. So let's hit them.
Right, right. So back off of the worry about the C word. It's not illegitimate. Conspiracy is everywhere. Yes. So where do we start on this as far as
let's start with fluoride, because Mel just talked about fluoride.
Sure, sure. Is there any legitimacy, toxicity of fluoride, or is it just a made-up thing and it's certainly good for teeth and good for everything?
Oh, man, we could spend the whole hour on fluoride. Well, first of all, fluoride is basically any combination of the elements that contain the fluoride ion, okay? So there's a lot of different types of fluoride. Two main types of fluoride that people may be familiar with are calcium fluoride, which is naturally occurring, okay? It's known as fluorite, and it occurs naturally in plants and in water. There's also sodium fluoride, which is different than calcium fluoride. Just because they both have fluoride in them doesn't mean they're the same. Now, sodium fluoride and or hydrofluorosilicic acid are the popular components of our water supply. Those are the dangerous chemicals that are dripped into the water supply. The story of fluoride goes all the way back to Alcoa in the 1930s. They were trying to find a place where they could get rid of their toxic waste from the aluminum industry. And they were trying to figure out a way that they could actually, instead of having to pay a toxic dump to dump their toxic waste, they were trying to figure out how can we sell this. Mm-hmm. And so they, over the course of about 20-year period, they strategized. There's a Bushism for you. They strategized, And they hooked up with Trendley Dean, who was a dentist. He's known as the father of fluoridation. And Edwin Bernays ran their propaganda campaign. Remember his book, Propaganda?
Yep.
The nephew of Sigmund Freud, by the way. And they convinced the American public that sodium fluoride, which had previously been sold as a rat poison and an insecticide,
mm-hmm.
now is going to be helpful and to our teeth and prevent cavities. Now, by the way, Trendley Dean was the dentist that was in charge of this fluoridation campaign. He later admitted that his studies were bogus and that fluoride does not protect from cavities, which was the main reason that they wanted to drip it into the water.
Well, is there any truth to the conspiratorial rumor that fluoride was dripped into the water supplies of concentration camps in Nazi Germany?
It is true. Nazi Germany is the first known place where fluoride was actually dripped into the water. And the reason that it was, is much in line with what Mel Gibson said on that clip from the movie, was to make people docile so they would not think for themselves, so they would be subservient. And so the Nazi German concentration camps in World War II is the first known place that I'm familiar with it that they used fluoride in the water.
Right. And so, you know, just like our friend out there in Las Vegas, Nick Brannigan, went around asking folks on the strip there, hey, would you sign this to put more fluoride in the water?
Right.
And a number of people actually did because they're drinking too much fluoride in their water.
Yeah.
So what else we got on the conspiracy list that we can help folks with on this article about medical conspiracies?
Well, you know, the one on the list is cell phones. They said that the conspiracy is that the government knows that cell phones cause cancer, but they do nothing about it. Well, that may be a conspiracy, but that's a conspiracy fact, folks. It's not a theory. And I can point to you this study that was done in the late 1980s. Dr. George Carlo, who was an attorney, but he was also a researcher from the Science and Public Policy Institute. He conducted a study on cell phone radiation back, I think it was like 1985 or 86 when it commenced. It was actually sponsored jointly by the federal government. There's a government. We're talking about the government here. It was sponsored by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the large cell phone manufacturers back then. Now, back then, if you remember, the cell phones were as big as a football and weighed about 30 pounds. They were hard to lift up. But there were still cell phones back in the 80s. The goal of this study that they hired Dr. Carlo for was to prove that the cell phone radiation did not cause cancer. Unfortunately, well, I guess fortunately, his research proved just the opposite. And he documented that research in a book that was called Cell Phones, Invisible Hazards in the Wireless Age. Now, of course, once he published that, he became the subject of death threats and the subject of hit pieces. His character was attacked, but the data's out there. And so does the government know that cell phones cause cancer? Yes. His studies showed that the rate of death from brain cancer was triple what it was among the normal population for those people that use cell phones at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the statistics, the radiation, even though our phones are smaller now, the radiation that they emit is no less than they did back in the 80s. The government does know.
And again, one of the things we do, of course, the EMF detox from King Bio to help address that. Obviously, the best thing would be to reduce your exposure to these EM fields, these disruptive mm-hmm. EM fields. And I think that's going to be a wave of the future eventually.
Yeah.
Despite the convenience that it has brought in so many lives, it's also there's a detriment. And it's not one thing. It is everything. Again, oh, you guys are conspiracists, are you? Well, there's some more conspiracies within this article that we've got to either confirm, validate, or deny and dissociate. What's the next one, Ty?
Are there more conspiracies, Robert?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I already heard you talk about them last hour. Those are just clouds. Those are clouds.
Oh, the chemtrails, right?
The chemtrails, yeah. That's not actually in the article, but that's another one I talk about in Monumental Myths, the cloud, the chemtrails, yep. and the normal contrails. But now let's go to another. How about the one on vaccines and autism, right? They claim that routine vaccinations cause autism. Wow. Is that conspiracy theory or is that conspiracy fact?
Well, the way it's put out there is that the anybody claiming it is ridiculous. This has already been debunked. It's proven, and nobody should ask any other questions. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's not science. When they say the case is closed, nobody can ask, then you know they are lying to you.
And well,
of course,
they are.
You wouldn't drink what's in a vaccine if you knew what was in it. And I think if you want to close the case is closed. There's no way you can say that they're safe. You know, there's no way you can say that there is none harm happening.
And it's worse than that, Robert. There's no way that you can say that it's safe. But we've talked about this over the last month a couple times. If you go to the Sanofi Pasteur DPT vaccine, diphtheria, mm-hmm. pertussis, and tetanus, If you go on the FDA.gov, they list the, they have PDF copies of the package inserts. Mm-hmm. And the PDF package insert for the Tripedia vaccine, which is the DPT for Sanofi Pasteur, it says that one possible adverse reaction of this vaccine is autism.
Hmm.
So you can call us conspiracy theorists all you want, but on the package insert for the DPT vaccine, which every child that's immunized receives, mm-hmm. it says that autism is a possible adverse reaction. I would say case closed.
So Sanofi is a conspirator, and they admit it.
Yeah. They admit it on their package insert.
Yeah. Now I want to talk about one of the medical conspiracies that we can debunk here.
Yeah.
And this was listed in the article. It said U.S. spy agency infected a large number of African Americans with the human immunodeficiency virus, otherwise known as HIV. This is a multi-layered debunking because the HIV, as we've talked about it, you've written about it in Monumental Myths. Of course, Liam Sheff has been instrumental in getting this out through official stories. HIV has never even been validly isolated, much less proven to be the cause of immune collapse. So that's one aspect of this. But the aspect that, oh, wait, our spy agencies are injecting folks, particularly that have more pigment than others, with a virus that's never been isolated, that is garbage. That is nonsense. Now, having investigated the vaccine issue, as you have for many years, we know that anybody being injected with vaccines is being injected with toxic things that could weaken, eliminate, or you know, cause great dysfunction to the immune system. So the damage is real, but the artificial idea that they're injecting you with a fake retrovirus, that's where they throw that one in there. And if you kind of believe that, you don't know what's real or imaginary anymore.
That's true. And the bottom line is that we're not saying that there is no such thing as AIDS. The correlation between an HIV virus, which has never been isolated, and AIDS, that's what we question. The fact that does HIV cause AIDS, that is the contention that we would disagree with.
Where does that leave us? Well,
that leaves us with some more interesting stuff to talk about after the break.
Yeah. Everybody, go get stock up on your Tamiflu, because we know that's the only way to get through an influenza that may not even exist. Oh, yeah, we talked about the Invisiflu yesterday. Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, kicking it into gear outside the box.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, Outside the Box Wednesday continues, taking the medical conspiracies head on, thanks to Reuters and their article trying to muddy up the waters so you don't know what's real and what's fiction.
And bam, we're taking them head on, man.
Bam, nice. Ow, ow, dude, hi, watch out, man. Warn me so I can duck. There's one more that we didn't really get to hit in there, and I think that's the GMO issue.
GMO, what does GMO stand for, Robert?
Genetically modified abomination.
Okay. We can talk about Obamacare later. I got a good article. We can talk about Obamacare. But let's talk about GMO, genetically modified organisms. You need to learn that, Robert. If you're going to host a health show, you should know what GMO stands for.
Well, you know, listen, if I got everything right, then I'd have no need for you. But I don't want that. I like you.
Ah, man, I'm teasing with you there, RSV. But, hey, listen, we'll talk about GMOs because in this article it says that there's a conspiracy theory that genetically modified organisms are used to shrink the world's population. Well, let's talk real quick.
Wait, what do they mean? Turn people into little people, midgets?
You've seen that movie, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, right?
Yeah, GMO scientists, Honey, I Shrunk Everybody. Is that what they're talking about?
Kind of like that.
Maybe shrinking the testes and ovaries of the human population so they can't reproduce. Could that be it?
It does do that, and actually what they're talking about, shrinking the world's population, means, you know, to kill off some people, to stop people from reproducing, perhaps. And if that's what they mean, then I'd have to say that's conspiracy fact, because as we've referred to many times on this show, the Seralini study out of France showed without a shadow of a doubt that the GMOs by the second to third generation hamsters or rats, well, they actually looked at the rats. They were the Sprague-Dawley strain of rats in the study, that by the third generation, they were sterile. So are GMOs being used? Is that the main purpose of GMOs? I'm not going to say that, but one of the effects of GMOs?
Right.
Without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt, GMOs are causing sterility by the third generation in the rats that were tested.
As I said, Ty, whether it is the intent to do that, it doesn't matter because it's the outcome. So, you know, whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. The fact is you look at the science and you go, oh, the facts show that it does that. But,
exactly.
Ty, they withdrew the study. They said, oh, no, that's not right. But the Monsanto rat study stands because it was done better with the same rats.
Yeah.
with the same stuff.
Same number of rats, same kind of rats. The only thing that was different was that
Seralini.
Yeah, Seralini and his colleagues carried out the study for 2 years.
Right.
And Monsanto carried it out for 90 days. That's the only difference. So they accepted Monsanto.
Yeah, in real world, you would never do a study for more than, 3 weeks at a time because you don't want to find out what's really going to happen.
No, long-term. Yeah, long-term studies are frowned upon because if you're looking for adverse reactions, they typically don't happen in the first month or two. They typically take a little while. And that's what Seralini and his colleagues found out about GMO foods, that they do cause cancerous tumors, that they do cause sterility. They just had to do the testing a little bit longer. And I've said this before. It's an absurd thing to think that you can figure that out in 90 days when they stop these tests. It's equivalent to grabbing somebody by the hair and putting their face under the water and letting them up after 5 seconds and then saying, see, I proved that water does not cause drowning. Yep. You do the same thing for 5 minutes, and you might get a little different outcome.
Yeah, exactly, which is why we all need to take Tamiflu.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, the study on Tamiflu. Yeah. Yeah, the new study from Roche, they have fresh data showing that Tamiflu saved lives during the H1N1 swine flu outbreak of 2009. Was there an outbreak?
Yeah, I know. The phony pandemic that didn't happen. How did it save lives? Yeah.
I have no idea. There was no pandemic, by the way. But look, let's just redirect here because we're almost at a break here. But I want to talk about the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918 and 1919. Okay, It's been estimated that there was something like 50 million deaths worldwide, almost 600,000 people in the United States, and of those that were treated with homeopathy, over 60,000 patients, the mortality rate was 0.7%. That's less than 1%. For the people that were hospitalized and were treated with conventional medicine, which was almost 30,000 people, they had a mortality rate of 30%. 30%. Which means that homeopathy was about 50 times more effective, or if you would look at it the other way, conventional medicine was 50 times less effective than homeopathy in the Spanish flu. And this was documented, and this was printed in an article in the Journal of the American Institute of Homeopathy in 1921. That's the fact, Jack.
Yeah, and by the way, I just got back from the Naturopathic College out there in Portland. They actually have the books with the stats in it from the time it was written. So Ty is truthing on you, as we are. And of course,
I'm a truther?
Yeah, you're a truther. I'm a truther. Wouldn't you like to be a truther too? No, we want the lies.
I would rather be a liar than a truther.
Oh, I know. What kind of crazy talk is that? Well, exactly. We got some more good crazy talk. Diabetics, pancreatic cancer links, LeBron James shilling for Obamacare, PTSD and medical hemp. Oh my gosh.
And
our good friends at Carnivora still buy two, get one free. We'll talk about that as well. You up for that?
Oh, yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do it.
All right, it's Outside the Box Wednesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. TMB, RSB, we got your back. We're getting you through it.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Yeah, we the pinnacle of the week. Wednesday's here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty Bollinger, of course, his book, Monumental Myths. We've covered a lot of them today because courtesy of Reuters. They threw them right out there, medical conspiracies. Also, co-authored, we did the MBA and RSV together, Unlock the Power to Heal. And how cool was it that we got to do that on A Healthy You and Carol All on Fox News this past Saturday?
Yeah, that was really cool, man. That show was fantastic. You led off. And what was your specific topic? I forget what.
I don't know. You were giving me the play by play while I was in the airport out west, which was really cool.
It was Flexner Report. I'm trying to think if you covered anything other than Flexner. I know it was the history of modern medicine, but I was trying to think. I don't think you hit allergies or anything at that point.
This was really about the history. How did we get where we are? Why are we in such a mess? And I really laid it out and brought out homeopathy, naturopathy, herbs, all of that on an equal footing to kind of give a perspective that neither Republicans nor Democrats are bringing out.
Yeah, you did a great job, man. You hit a home run, by the way. I mean, I thought you did a great job on the history of modern medicine. And then later on in the show, I came up and I talked about cancer treatments and the ineffectiveness of the big three cancer treatments and so forth. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing was, you know, the way that they did the filming over at Fox is you don't necessarily, it's not necessarily chronological.
Right.
But had I known that you were going to be coming up before me, I would have referenced the Flexner report, which you talked about, when Carol asked, why don't these doctors talk about these treatments?
Right.
And that would have been, you know, that, but they, you know, they don't know when things are coming up at that point.
Yeah, we didn't know sequence at all. But it was cool.
Right.
It was totally cool. I sent the videos to John Rappaport, our good friend from No More Fake News, and he was blown away. He couldn't believe that Fox News let that air. Although they only let it air on Saturday. Sunday, for some reason, they had to cover things about a missing plane. There was no new news, but maybe we were too on point.
You know, I don't know if that's the case or not, but I wouldn't rule it out. I was baffled as to why they didn't run it twice. But you know what? At least they ran it once. And you know, Carol was so kind. She emailed and said, "I'm so sorry they preempted us today." And Robert said, "We were so effective, we only needed to get out the word once."
Yeah, and the videos are still up there. Link them up, yeah. Spread them out, send them around to your friends to see it. You're like, see. They're on the regular media, too. We can do that. Yeah, it's possible.
Exactly.
All kinds of good things. You know, and we were talking just a moment ago about the Tamiflu and the whole history of natural medicine for modulating immunity and homeopathy. I'm thinking carnivora here. For those folks that aren't really aware of the way to modulate immunity, one of the most efficient means is an herbal plant-based, and it's pure. It's pure and clean as any herbal extract I've ever seen. I mean, it is the stuff. And I do it every day, as does Ty and his family, carnivora. And they've got a big deal going on.
Yeah, they got to buy two, get one free till, I think for one more week, till next Wednesday show. Buy two, get one free, carnivora.com. I highly recommend you don't stay on the fence anymore. Go ahead and get it. You need carnivora. My family takes it every day. So does RSB's family.
Yeah.
It's a great immunomodulator, which I talked about with Carol on the show on Saturday. Immunomodulatory properties, which means that it revs it up if it needs to be revved up and it tokes it down a notch if it needs to come down a notch. That's what carnivora does. It's an immunomodulator. You need to get a hold of carnivora. Today's world is toxic, and so rather than relying on Tamiflu to get you through a bout of the flu, why don't you prevent the flu by keeping your immune system running at the proper speed? And that's that's one of the things that carnivora would do for you.
Sound effects. That's my 100 veggie cap, 125 microgram carnivora.
All right, I'm gonna give you mine.
Oh man, see, you always have to outdo me. That one, 866-836-8735, 866-836-8735. What are you laughing at, Super Don?
I was waiting for Ty to like shoot them out of like an Uzi or something.
Oh my gosh, well that's what Texas. Texas, they do it bigger. So there you go. So thank you to carnivora. Listen, diabetes, pancreatic cancer, Link, who knew? Diabetes, does it have anything to do with the pancreas? Does pancreatic cancer have anything to do with the pancreas? This is news?
Well, you know, it is news in light of the fact that I went out and did some searching, and there's not really a lot of other studies that link the two, but it does make sense, doesn't it, that there would be a diabetes and pancreatic cancer link. Here's why. Diabetes is a disease which the body doesn't make or doesn't properly use insulin. Mm-hmm. Where's insulin produced?
Could be the pancreas?
Oh, wow. Okay, so pancreas. So insulin helps the body. It's a hormone produced in the pancreas, helps the body to utilize glucose, which is sugar. But as insulin allows glucose to enter the cells, and it allows it to be used for energy, typically, in the case of diabetes, the body doesn't produce enough insulin, or the amount that is produced isn't actually very effective. So instead of entering the cells, the glucose or the sugar remains in the blood, and that's why you have high blood glucose with diabetes. So is there a pancreatic cancer link with diabetes? I would say
it makes
there
sense.
Very well could be. That does make sense to me. I have not studied it before, but it makes total sense that there would be a pancreatic cancer and diabetes link.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the thing. And, of course, Dr. Nick Gonzalez has been helping people overcome this form of cancer for many years, people like 20, 25 years later still today.
Yeah.
Using enzyme therapy, coffee enemas, detox, etc., and you know, immunomodulation, healthy, clean diet. So we know that these links are very real. If they're just now uncovering them, we could almost put it to a moment of duh, but you're right, Ty. It hasn't been covered much and discussed much. Now, something that has been discussed a lot is PTSD. Only now they're finally realizing what we've been saying for a long time. Get them the hemp. Get them the CBD instead of putting them on more drugs that put them out of their minds, like the SSRI psychiatric meds.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a Fox News article. It talks about the fact that hemp, and I don't like to call it marijuana because that's playing into their hand.
Yeah.
It's not marijuana. It's the hemp plant, and it's been they're recommending this in Michigan for those that are suffering from PTSD. Mm-hmm. And so can you imagine that would be effective, Robert, that a plant that kind of calms you down would be effective for PTSD?
Right.
Wow. That seems like a no-brainer to me, doesn't it, to you?
Supporting the endocannabinoid system. Oh, my gosh. How could this possibly be good for you? Well, indeed
yeah.
It is. And it's interesting, though, and Superdon pointed this out off the air. At the bottom of this article, it's interesting. They say, well, this doctor or whoever it is, department director, says he remains concerned that there may be insufficient evidence on the effect of marijuana on minors. And, like, why did they throw that in there? This is a story about PTSD. And, by the way,
I don't know any minors that are suffering from PTSD from being in the war.
No, and another factor of that is, how does it know that a teenager is 17 or 18? You know, if it works when it's 18, it's not going to work when it's 17?
I guess so. I mean, you know, maybe there's some inherent intelligence built into the hemp plant that it knows that if somebody's not over the age of 18, that it needs to affect them differently.
Sure, and we're seeing more and more profound impacts even on babies. For our seizure disorders and other things that are occurring within the autism spectrum.
Seriously, Robert, the epilepsy, the seizures works tremendous on those types of conditions. As a matter of fact, when I was doing it in January, when I was doing that interview with Carol on hemp, mm-hmm. I mentioned that, and that was one of the things that actually didn't make the final cut. I don't think they were censoring it. I think they just, you know, they get it down to a certain length of time. But that I did mention that there was a girl that was having 30 episodes of epileptic seizures a day, and had used the hemp, and it had gone down to one or two seizures a day. Very effective with seizures. At the bottom of this article, too, it says it's been used to relieve the side effects of cancer. Also used to cure cancer as well, by the way. Glaucoma, yeah. and then it throws HIV in there. We could talk about that.
We already dismissed the HIV thing.
Yeah.
But
hepatitis C.
Yeah, hepatitis C, which is also fictional. Liver inflammation is real, but a virus causing it? No, we don't buy that.
Right.
So we can help you in different ways. Now, I want to talk sports with you, switching gears here, because I appreciate athleticism and being at the pinnacle of that. But it's like interesting they grab these celebrities to promote things that we would not agree with. In fact, I think LeBron James should go out and promote smoking cannabis over what he is promoting at this point, even though he had a good game yesterday, I think like 25 points or 40 points in the first quarter. I don't know what happened. But anyway, LeBron's doing something we don't like.
Yeah, and by the way, I know my son Bryce is listening. Bryce loves LeBron James, so mm-hmm. we're not knocking on your hero here, buddy.
Yeah, he's a great athlete, but he's being, I believe, manipulated.
He's being used.
What does he know? Yeah, he's being used.
He's being used. Look, it's common strategy for the establishment, for the government, to use celebrities as shills, so that they can convince people to follow down the road of tyranny, for lack of a better way to describe it. And that's exactly what LeBron's being used. He's being used to pitch Obamacare and these new commercials that are out talking about, you know, get covered. He's got a basketball that's got get covered on it, and LeBron's saying we should get covered. You know, the people, it's interesting, Robert, the people that they have shilling for Obamacare, it doesn't really affect them much, does it? Because, you know, when you got like $80 gazillion, mm-hmm. are you really concerned if your premiums go up $2,000 a year?
No, it doesn't touch it. You know what?
It's like a penny.
Right. What LeBron could be doing, going to the inner city, the where a lot of wherever basketball fans are, and teaching them how to grow their own food.
Yeah.
I mean, really, telling grandma and grandpa, go back. Remember when you were kids? What did you use as medicine? Did you run to the drugstore for a pharmaceutical, or did you use a plant? You know what I'm saying? That's what LeBron could be doing. Far be it from us to say, hey, there are better ways. And, of course, that was the basis for my interview with Carol Alt this last weekend. The whole idea of where did we go wrong? It isn't health insurance that we need. We need, well, if we redefine it to mean something legitimate, but it is medicine that is food. It is food that is medicine.
That's right. And you said that when we were speaking in Atlanta at the Answers to Cancer Conference, that was something that was brilliant that you said. I've heard you say it before, but the audience there really enjoyed that when you said that one of the worst things that a person can have today is good health insurance.
Yeah, one of the most dangerous things you can have.
Yeah, the most dangerous things. Because what that ensures is that the doctors and the oncologists and the other professionals, I use that term loosely, mm-hmm. they're going to throw everything at you that they could possibly throw, because it's going to all be covered. And so they're going to prescribe procedures, surgical procedures, drugs, chemotherapies, whatever it might be, Cost is no object, and so they are going to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at you to see if something might work, because they're going to get paid for it.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about what is legitimate insurance covering catastrophic, unexpected loss, catastrophe. In other words,
yeah,
you get hit by a bus, you're Humpty Dumpty, you put them back together again. Modern medicine excels better than any other medicine that we know of. So it isn't that we're trashing all of modern medicine. It's acknowledging the appropriate place for each and everything. And when it comes to cancer, oncology, very dangerous. You are more likely to die of the treatment for cancer than cancer. Go read Cancer Step Outside the Box by that Ty Bollinger guy.
That's true. You definitely are more likely to die from the treatments than the cancer. That's a statistical fact. And I cite that in the book. But it's interesting, you know, we go back to this LeBron James and Obamacare, you know, being the shill for Obamacare. He doesn't know he's a shill. He's just, you know, he thinks he's doing everybody a favor. He's doing the mm-hmm. president a favor. He probably likes the president, you know, and I have no doubt, you know, Obama's probably a pretty likable guy for people that have gotten to meet him. But he's destroying the country, and Obamacare will destroy the country. And that's what we got to focus on, not whether we got a nice guy here that's advertising go get covered, whether we idolize LeBron James or not. Let's focus on the fact of the matter that Obamacare will destroy the USA if we let it.
And it could have been called Bush Care or Hillary Care. It doesn't matter what you call it. What it does is what Ty just said. Why? If you're not clear, we may go into that some more after the break. So stick around. One more segment.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health there for. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Outside the Box Wednesday, wrapping up today. TMBRSB with you. Obamacare wrapping up the USA. Why? Why do we say that? Because it just we're Obama haters? No. No, we always go deeper than that. This is about superficial symptoms. This is about the real things going on, Ty, and I know you know that.
Well, look, you're right. It's not about hating somebody, which, you know, I'm not a fan of the president at all. But it's about what are these policies going to do to the country? And are they keeping their word? That's the number one thing to me, because if somebody lies to you continually, then you know you can't believe them about anything. And so here's the bottom line on Obamacare. The government has told us if you like your doctor, you can keep him. If you like your coverage, you can keep it. Costs are going to decrease. Your private data is secure. We're not going to try to play doctor. And Obamacare is going to boost the economy. These are all literal quotes from speeches from Obama or his cronies. The fact of the matter is costs are not decreasing. They're increasing. Coverage is decreasing. Patients cannot keep their doctors. Massive fraud and identity theft are occurring. Bureaucrats are now dictating how doctors can practice medicine. They are playing doctor, which they claim they wouldn't do. 74% of businesses are now firing workers due to Obamacare. We saw that firsthand. We were talking to Richard Thomas out at there at our Thomas restaurant, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, he's not even going to expand because of Obamacare when he could open up another restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is on Obamacare, despite what the celebrities' mouthpieces spew through the White House's PR campaign, Obamacare is a socialist program that promotes centralized planning and collectivism at the expense of the individual. That's what it's going to do.
And it only doubles and triples down on the collectivism of the entire pharmaceutical industrial complex and the vaccine kind of paradigm or cult. It is about not your individual right to health care, because that's what they claim it is. It's about making sure that you are equally toxic and equally dependent upon drugs and equally convinced that injecting toxic medicaments via syringes is somehow better for you. This is nonsense. It's absurdity. It's a level and layer of insanity. And if it was called Bush Care, we would be saying the same thing. Just so you know, this is not a partisan perspective here. We don't.
But the funny thing is, though, if it were called Bush Care, we would be saying the same things.
Yeah.
Those on the left would hate it, and those Republicans now that hate Obamacare would love it.
Right, exactly. That's the, where you get the cognitive dissonance on those party side. Anyway, well, we got a couple of minutes to wrap up here. I wanted to say hi to our friends at Better Way Health, Reggie and the gang, doing great work, also modulating immunity with the beta-1-3D glucans that we use.
Yeah, and Reggie and the gang, and Reggie and Steven and Buns.
Buns, yes, Buns. And it's not the cute Buns you'd like to think, although his fiance might think so. That's another story.
Yeah, Better Way Health, Beta-1-3D Glucan, another supplement that we take on a daily basis. We love them as a sponsor as well, and we really want you to support the sponsors. They support us. Please support them. And you honestly couldn't have a better 1-2 punch of immunomodulating substances than Carnivora and then Better Way Health's Beta-1-3D Glucan from Transfer Point.
Yeah, and by the way, when you're getting your Better Way Health products, you can also, it's like one-stop shopping. They also carry Kai's books, Cancer Step Outside the Box. Also, they have Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSB. How cool is that?
You know what? And since you spoke of those two books in the same sentence, I didn't mention this, but after our interview on Fox News on Saturday, the books, this did not happen in January when we were interviewed, but both of our books on Amazon and Barnes & Noble began to shoot up. And at one point, Cancer Step Outside the Box was, I think, ranked number 10 or number 9 on Barnes & Noble, and Unlock the Power to Heal was, like, in the top 100. I can't remember if it got up to 80 or 90.
Well, but we got the Movers and Shakers. I think Don got a picture of it.
That's what I'm getting to. That was on Barnes & Noble, but on Amazon, they also shot up, and Amazon has a category called Movers and Shakers, which is the books that have moved up the most in the last 24-hour period. Cancer Step Outside the Box was number 1. Unlock the Power to Heal was number 2. This is number 1 and 2 of the Movers and Shakers in the entire world was our two books, man. That was great.
How about that? What is that?
Yeah.
That is so cool. Thank you, Carol All. We love you
Thank
even
you,
more.
Thank you, Carol. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Fox and Carol.
What a blessing. And we'll continue to cover these stories that mean a lot to us. We believe they'll mean a lot to you because they'll bring the, you know what back to you know where. We're going to tell you that. Upcoming Friday, I'll be at the Windhorse Theater in Eustis, Florida, 7 p.m. for a healthy date night out. Ty, do you have any updates on your whereabouts?
Man, you know what? I'm going to be around here for a while, but then we'll start talking here in the next couple of weeks about my cancer investigative report that I'm going to be doing at the end of May. It's going to be very, very cool.
Also, mark your calendars July 18th through 21st for Asheville, North Carolina. We're going to be together, TMB and RSB, with Dr. Frank King, and maybe even Dr. Batar is going to be showing up. We'll see about that. That's an exciting summertime adventure. And what are we left to tell the folks that love to listen to us each and every week?
I would have to say that the power to heal is yours.
And yours, too.
And yours.
Later, Tater.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.